Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Musel. Batting third, the first baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting seventh, the catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Red Lucas. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Red Lucas. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third, the second baseman, George Grantham. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting eighth, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wehner for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to third. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a line drive into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Trainer moves to second. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Soor reaches third base with a triple. Trainer scores. Bartel goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Reds. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Soor scores. It's Reds, 3, Pirates, 3. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hemsley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucas fields it and throws to second for the out. Hemsley moves to third. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hemsley scores. Wehner moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Pirates. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. Grantham hits a fly ball into center field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stripp hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Komorowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Komorowski moves to second. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman throws the ball into Derosier, who tags Bartel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Komorowski scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Pirates. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Soor hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley bunts towards third. Cuccinello can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kremer bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hemsley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner bunts in front of the plate. Gooch can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hemsley moves to third. Kremer moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hemsley tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Pirates. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Kremer scores. Wehner moves to third. It's 7-3, Pirates. Cy Johnson now pitching. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Komorowski is hit by the pitch. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a line drive into right field. Heilman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Heilman. Wehner scores. Grantham scores. Komorowski goes all the way around to score. Trainer moves all the way to home. It's 11-3, Pirates. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Suhr takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Crawford fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher strikes out. 1 out. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stripp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Musel moves to second. It's 11-4, Pirates. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Musel moves to third. Stripp moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-8 to Pirates. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crawford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Reds 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0 for 0 in the game. Kremer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mosolf pinch runs for Ray Kremer. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wehner strikes out. 1 out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mosolf moves to third. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grantham hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. Wehner tags and moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Reds 8. The Reds will come to bat. Glenn Spencer now pitching. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gooch bunts towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Callahan pinch hits for Leo DeRocher. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Callahan reaches third base with a triple. Gooch goes all the way around to score. It's 11-9, Pirates. Evar Swanson pinch hits for Cy Johnson. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callahan scores. It's 11-10, Pirates. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Musel strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Stripp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stripp. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Stripp steals second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Reds 10. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Ash now pitching. Hotford now playing shortstop. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Musel, who is chasing the ball. Trainer reaches third base with a triple. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Musel. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Trainer scores. It's 12-10, Pirates. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Soor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel scores. It's 13-10, Pirates. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Soor moves to second. Glenn Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Glenn Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soor scores. Hemsley scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 15-10, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 15, and the Reds 10. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a line drive into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gooch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 15, and the Reds 10. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grantham hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Crawford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's been hit by a pitch. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 15, and the Reds 10. The Reds will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Ash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ash strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 15, and the Reds 10. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gusseau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Soar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 16-10, Pirates. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 16, and the Reds 10. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wainer. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Cuccinello goes all the way around to score. It's 16-11, Pirates. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Heilman moves to third. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 16-12, Pirates. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 16, and Cincinnati Reds, 12. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.